Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Thank you, Mike, for invitation this evening. Any items to be added to the agenda, Madam Counsel?
No, sir.
Commissioner May?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Commissioner Gosch?
Nothing for me.
Mike, I had one add-on that's been distributed. Mr. Administrator?
Not for me.
All right, I entertain a motion to...
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Second. Right,
please vote. Item passes 4-0.
Now, I know that's not the most exciting thing you have ever heard me play to open an hour, even over that terrible, awful country music that John decided to play. no, I was dancing. It's a good song. It is a good song, despite the fact that it's country. It overcame its origins, you know, see, unlike the county commission. So here's the backstory, okay? This project at OLF 8, this empty, vacant land at OLF 8 that we've been working on for decades, and now we actually own for, again, I'll have to look up what, it's either 6.5 or 7.5 years now, and nothing has happened on it, other than the park that Navy Federal built, which led some people to think that maybe Navy Federal, since they paid for the master plan, maybe they should just be the developer. I mean, I don't think they want that job, but, you know, just, you know, something. Anyway, it's been sitting vacant. And in this county commission meeting about a week and a half ago, this is the night meeting after an agenda review session that was canceled. Why'd they cancel the agenda review? They never cancel. I'm almost never. Unless there's like, they're not even going to have a quorum. Although they have been brief. They've been short. You know, 30 minutes, something like that. It's been pretty normal. So they canceled the agenda review session. Why did they cancel it? Well, you know, one theory... My theory is they canceled it so as not to alert the public that they were going to have an add-on for OLF 8 in the night meeting, or that Mike Kohler might have been able to raise some objection to it in the morning. I mean, that's my theory. What's your theory? Because at the beginning of the meeting, Stephen Berry adds an item, mystery item, doesn't describe what it is. If you weren't paying attention, you might not have even known it happened, right? And then it wasn't until the very end of the meeting when Wes Moreno, the county administrator.
Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Car 3-1 is a discussion about OLF 8. Mr. Chairman, we have 10 speakers.
Yeah,
super.
But there were 10 people who realized that's what got added, and so they had a chance to speak, including Meredith Bush, attorney for Beulah Town Center. So, I mean, it feels like they were hiding it. Were they? Did they do anything illegal? No. No. Does it look shady? Yes, shady as hell. And see, the problem is you've got a county commissioner in Escambia County, the three majority county commissioners who have been in power for 8 years, Jeff Bergosh, who got voted out soundly, Lumen May, who got voted in soundly, I mean unopposed or barely opposed, and then, of course, Stephen Berry in District 5, who is strongly opposed by no party affiliate candidate Josh Roberson. We'll see how that election turns out. Obviously, you have to have it before you can say. They have been the controlling block on the county commission for 8 years with barely any real opposition. I mean, Doug Underhill tried, but he was only one vote. And even when Robert Bender was willing to say no to them, I mean, he was always kind of playing the, well, I got to say yes here so that I can preserve my power to be on the, I know it was a hard thing he was doing, but, you know, he voted no sometimes too, but it didn't matter because the three of them wanted to do something, they did something over and over and over again. Now, all of a sudden, they're adding an agenda item without an agenda review, without an announcement, late in the day. And, by, you know, you should only add agenda items when it's basically an emergency. I mean, basically when, you know, something has dramatically changed and you got to act now. Now, they add agenda items all the time. It's a bad practice. It's not illegal, but it is a bad practice. Okay? So they added a discussion about OLF 8 so that they could have a conversation about pursuing a new offer that has come in that apparently, even though they're acting like it's a sudden thing, Stephen Berry has been working on for months. Talking with them since the summer, according to Studio 850. Okay? Which is all weird. Okay? You have the residents showing up and pitching a fit because they think that Amazon is going to put a warehouse up on the back end of that property on Frank Reeder Road. That's a fair thing to object to. Okay? I don't think that's the real issue. The real issue is that this county commission, again, these three county commissioners, have so decidedly been telling us one story and then another story in order what it looks like now is when Jeff Bergosh is leaving office, and who knows whether Stephen Berry is going to leave office, it looks like they're trying to get some deal done with the people they want right at the end before they're no longer in power. And it raises a lot of questions and red flags for people. This is Meredith Bush for Beulah Town Center, Fred Hemmer's group. Fred Hemmer's been working on this for at least a year. He's the one that Teresa Blackwell, who's been doing such good work on this whole process to try to keep the county commission honest to the master plan, which they have said they would every single time they say they will. And they haven't done anything to really violate it, so you can't say that. But she's been the, you know, she likes their plan, likes Fred Hemmer's group. I don't really have a, like, who I want to have control it, but I think Fred Hemmer deserves consideration. And he seems to be the one that's been the most tenacious at working with the county commission, no matter what they do. How many times they move the ball on Charlie Brown, you know, he's trying to kick at it. And that's what happened again this time.
As you discuss OLF 8 tonight, I'd like to remind you and the public that our firm client, Beulah Town Center, submitted to your staff on May 17th, 2024, a purchase and sale agreement that addressed every single point raised by your staff, including price, by modifying its prior offer to increase the purchase price to $25 million cash offer with a $250,000 deposit upon approval of the preliminary site plan.
They have come back again and again and tried to accommodate what the county commission has demanded they change.
My client has shown good faith and a willingness to negotiate with you to reach an agreement. They remain committed to this project and to reaching an agreement with you to develop OLF 8. If there are terms in the PSA that you cannot approve, tell your staff to let us know what they are and we can respond. Thank you.
The problem is that the county commissioner, these three county commissioners, have been so obviously dragging their feet about working with Fred Hemmer. Now, the why is up for interpretation. Is it because he supported Doug Underhill, the guy they hate, and they're paying him back, being punitive? Well, they have been like this before many times. Is it because they've got some group that's coming in that they want to give the group that they believe in, that they think is best? It's possible. Or is there something else going on that we don't know what it is? Well, there's a lot of allegations of that, too. And since they seem bent on trying to give it to this group that Chad Henderson is working with, and I don't know Chad, okay, I know Ashton Hayward, I don't know any of these other people, okay, particularly, like, you know, I've, like, ever had one conversation with Fred Hemmer. I mean, like, I don't really know these people, okay? So I don't have a dog in this fight, so to speak, other than when I see the county commission acting weirdly and they have so little trust with the public, I'm immediately suspicious. I mean, this is a multi, like, hundreds of millions of dollars of development is on the line here. You might think it's only like $20 million because that was how much money was sunk into it. And then, all, you know, like it's that percent. I mean, this is a $500 million development, I'm guessing, in the end, or more. I mean, it's huge. So who controls it is a big deal. And the future of the county in that area is a big deal. And is it going to be done according to the master plan? Is there any shadiness, any weird use of money? Well, these are all questions that people are asking. And because this board has done so much to breach the trust of the public and to make bad decisions, that nobody trusts that they're doing it right. They've gotten themselves in a position where even when they do right, people are suspicious of them. And when they're not doing right, everybody's suspicious of them, right? So you can't even tell the difference. We'll come back to this in a second. 717 on News Radio 92.3. John's got traffic for us. John?
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Not seeing any delays in our area right now, which is good news. Everything's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the county commissioners, Jeff Bergosh, beginning was very hot on this Chad Henderson proposal.
It's a great company. Just look at what they've done. Look at what Chad Henderson local has done nationwide and what he's done. I'm excited for the future of that project now that it looks like we've got some interest in a group that I feel that can really take it down and do it the right way. So it is exciting, and I look forward to watching that develop. Hopefully we can get something before I leave mid next month, but if not, I wish you guys luck.
Read that as, let's rush it through before I'm no longer in power.
I'm sad about one thing, and you guys have heard me say this like a broken record. We still don't have a full service restaurant in Beulah. I can't go anywhere, get a steak and a glass of wine. I got to drive out of Beulah. So maybe one day, Will Wilson and his team, we can build something out there where I can walk across the street and go to a nice restaurant and get a steak and a glass of wine.
He said it so many times. It's true. You know, the big sadness about this is that Jeff won't be able to walk to his steakhouse and get a glass of wine and a steak and play tennis on the tennis court that he tried to get built for himself across the street. He's an avid tennis player. All of that goes away if he doesn't get something done. Anyway, or maybe not. So Mike Kohler properly says, look, I don't mind us selling the whole thing. That's the way we have said it from the beginning. And by the way, the big shift in the last month has been that for at least a year now, the county commission has been absolutely unwilling to sell the whole property. 100% not willing to sell the whole property because the worry was, we can say we want light industrial on the back end and get jobs, but if we sell it because of the Live Local Act, they can just build houses and we can't stop them. If we retain that property and control it ourselves, kind of like landlords, then we can make sure that it has the right kind of development. That has been the line many times in county commission meetings. And so they have said we won't sell the whole property. There's also an issue about Triumph and a road and a grant. It's a little more complicated than all that, but several reasons why they didn't want to sell the whole property. Now, all of a sudden, they want to sell this new group the whole property. And Fred Hemmer says, well, just let me bid on that, too. I mean, if that's the deal, you know, let me bid on it. That's what I wanted in the beginning. And Mike Kohler says, yeah, let them do it all. Okay? Lumen May, suddenly, all of a sudden, everybody wants to sell the whole property.
You asked me for my vote. We should not be in the development business, as they say it. To me, my vote is to sell it. I mean, whatever, I don't know what the price is, but we ought to be out of the development business, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's. We've seen that problem again and again and again. And Stephen Barry.
And they're welcome. They're welcome to make a further offer, in light of this is a change in circumstances and or you know maybe a change in direction by the board. So, if Fred and Beulah Town Center want to you know have some more communications with the board, they're welcome to send them our way. And
a massive change by the board. And by the way, what I did not hear them talk about is why all of a sudden the Live Local Act wasn't a problem. I was stunned. Every time it comes up, every single time it comes up, and all of a sudden, oh, let's just sell the whole property. No big deal. We're fine. We're good. So is this because the board has shown in the past a predilection for picking winners and rigging things so that the people they like win and the people they don't like don't win? I just draw the dots. You know, Stephen Barry, whatever you think his role was in the allegations against Deanna Oleski, the medical examiner, with the funeral directors and the Smokies meeting and all of that, he didn't like the way they, you know, either were producing a service or he didn't like them coming to complain to the county commission meeting. So this all got orchestrated and they dragged their feet and made it really hard for them to get what they needed. You read it how you want. The stuff in the North End with broadband. You know, they went through this whole process and he got the one group that he supported to get them to do it. And there was an investigation that showed that a bunch of things they did wrong in that. And they came back and Cox complained and they kind of rejiggered the whole thing so that, you know, Cox didn't wind up bidding in the end. They got the result they wanted by doing what they wanted. Well, here, you know, is why is he opposed to Fred Hemmer? Why they kept talking. Remember the previous meeting? We want the partner. We want the partner. We want the partner we can trust. Well, why has it got to be this group instead of Fred Hemmer's group? What is your personal issue with them or what? It seems like again and again, they will change the rules of the game and move the ball in what might not ever be anything illegal. But it feels to me, okay, my opinion, it feels to me like sole source procurement hid in the clothes of other things. It feels like bid rigging to me, okay? It may not be. It might be technically allowed, but that's the whiff of it over and over. And you got a county commission that has made so many bad choices, especially with legal stuff. You know, one person texts me and says, what's going to happen is they're going to try to rush this through with the outside group. Or, well, it's outside. It's a different group, I should say. And then Fred Hemmer's going to sue them, and they're going to lose. And it's going to cost us taxpayers money. It's going to make the next board look bad because it's not even going to be these commissioners anymore. I don't know whether that's true, but I'm amazed Fred Hemmer has kept in it so long, putting up with this nonsense for so long. So here's my takeaway, okay? Just Andrew McKay's interpretation, all right? No decision should be made until the new board is seated. The new board already has Ashley Hoffberger on it, okay? Good. District 4 finally has representation. The new board would include Steve Stroberger instead of Jeff Bergosh. The residents of the area clearly had a pick, a majority pick that was a decisive ouster. And it might even have a new district commissioner in District 5. Lumen may run by massive landslide or none opposed or whatever it does. You know, no issue there. Okay, he represents his district. No problem. My district. I live in his district. But District 5, Stephen Barry, he might lose. We don't know. To Josh Roberson. The new board is going to be very different from the current board. And no decision that's going to last 40 or 50 years should be made by this board lame duck before the actual election takes place. In fact, I'll go one step further, okay? Not just on this issue. No big decision should be made. And I've said this before. This is not new. But it made me think of something. John was the one kind of asked me this off the air. why do people get to vote when they're lame ducks? I mean, Jeff Burgash is within his power to vote. He is the commissioner. But why? You know, Steve Stroberger is still, I guess, technically facing some ghost writing candidates in the fall, so he's not technically elected. You know, like, he's not under sunshine yet. But honestly, the way the law should be, the way the Constitution should say, is the if you lose your election, at least you should be out. I think. I mean, why should he be still there making decisions? Why should a lame duck have any power at all? And probably if you're elected, and Steve Stroberger maybe isn't, maybe is because of the ghost candidates, the write-ins. I mean, let him be put in. You know, let him be the commissioner instead. Or let there be a vacancy. Yeah, I know there are some situations like for the president or the governor where you need to have a person, you know, and maybe you can't put somebody in that quickly. Maybe there's some transition. I understand. But as a legislator, 1 out of 5? I mean, you could do that. So I don't, you know, I actually, you know, I know a lot of legislators listen to the show. I think that's something that the state should consider. Why should an ousted county commissioner have the power to make 50 and 60 year impact decisions for the county when he's gone from that seat in a month because the voters rejected him? That doesn't make any sense. That's not the will of the people. 725 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. John's got traffic on the fives. John?
I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly, not seeing any delays in our area right now. Everything's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who do you let influence you? Proverbs 1:10 says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Those who promote evil are vying for your attention, approval, and even involvement. As Americans, we are faced with a barrage of sinful temptations promoted by others. Whether it's through social media, music, movies, or even in person, the world around us is full of enticing influences. One of the key elements to spiritual and mental success is to learn how to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Surround yourself with Christ-like people who have the joy of the Lord in their heart. Remember, if sinners entice thee, and they will, consent thou not, and your heart will both be liberated from guilt and strengthened with joy.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Breyer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Breyer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm hearing some rumors.
Well, those are true. I am considering becoming an existentialist.
Good morning, 728 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Two thoughts talking about this issue, the county commission's lame duck commissioners who got ousted. That same thinking, by the way, means that Sam Parker in Santa Rosa County and James Calkins should not be making decisions either. I mean, really, their opponents, Bobby Burkett and Rhett Rowell, should be seated. They should be making these decisions. They should be seated. Now, I know for small decisions, it doesn't really matter one way or the other. But for major decisions, and in fact, honestly, I'll just tell you, what I would love to hear from Jeff Bergosh or Sam Parker or James Calkins at a meeting would be something like this. This is a big decision. I have the authority to make it, but I think it would be inappropriate for me to make it. It should wait until the next board is seated. I would give them great credit for saying that. And, you know, I hope that they will say that. We'll see. I mean, hey, people can surprise you. I will praise any of the city, county commissioner lame ducks that say that. I'll give them as much credit on the air as I possibly can, because that would be a very ethical thing for them to do. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, one man was killed, nine people wounded during a mass shooting following the Tennessee State University homecoming parade on Saturday. Police say there were two groups shooting at each other from opposite sides of the street. This is just off campus, right where they had had the parade. Apparently, that included three kids. The person that died was a 24-year-old man. Police say the shooting was unexpected because there was still a lot of law enforcement at the scene when it happened. There's some reports saying that a lot of the first responders were actually just there to watch the parade and ended up jumping into action to save people.
They did what needed to be done, which is what they do always.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely what they do. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Bands on the beach tomorrow night. You're going to have, String Farm performing at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. 49-year-old Vent Miller from Las Vegas released from custody after being arrested at the Donald Trump rally in Coachella, California. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says he had illegal guns, a fake license plate on an unregistered car, a number of passports and driver's license with multiple names.
In an interview with Fox News Digital, after he was released, Miller denied any intent to harm Trump. He said, quote, I am the last person that would cause any violence or harm to anybody. I am 100% a Trump supporter.
Fox's Brooke Singman, the Trump campaign, telling Fox News Digital that they don't think it was an assassination attempt. A Hezbollah drone strike kills four Israeli soldiers, leaves seven others severely wounded, and many others are injured at an IDF base in central Israel. And China buzzes Taiwan's defense airspace and largest show of force. That's according to Taiwan's government. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine, a beautiful Monday morning here in Pensacola, 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. Pensacola native has been convicted of killing his wife when they were living in Kansas back in 2021. 26-year-old Cameron Lawson was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in Gere County, Kansas last week. Prosecutors say he killed his wife, Infinity Hayes, to claim life insurance money. He's due for sentencing now in December and could face up to between 50 years to life in prison. Both Lawson and Hayes are from Pensacola. They graduated from Escambia High School. Lawson was on active duty in the Army and stationed at Fort Riley when it happened. Lawson and Hayes had their first child 3 weeks before she was murdered. A second suspect was also arrested as the shooter in this case. Prosecutors said he and Lawson had worked together to set up the crime. That man took a plea deal and is currently in a Kansas prison. One man in jail, another dead after a shooting in Bay Minette over the weekend. Police say they responded to that shooting on East Banyan Street Saturday night. One person was shot and taken to North Baldwin Hospital. That's where he died. 37-year-old Dwight Petway has been arrested. He's now charged with murder. Investigators say the shooting happened after the two men got into an argument at a small gathering. An Escambia County home is considered a total loss after a fire Saturday happened on South 2nd Street in Warrington. Multiple Escambia fire units were called to that scene where heavy flames and smoke were visible. It took firefighters about a half an hour to put the fire out. Nobody was hurt, but two adults and a dog have now been displaced. Investigators are still looking into the cause of that fire. Well, President Biden was in Florida over the weekend. He says those impacted by recent hurricanes will get the help they need.
The president visited Florida on Sunday to tour St. Petersburg, one of the hardest hit areas.
I'm here in Florida for the second time in 2 weeks and to survey the damage from another catastrophic storm, Hurricane Milton.
Biden called the catastrophic damage, quote, a hell of a deal, and announced $612 million in federal funding for six Department of Energy projects in the southeast. Milton slammed into the state as a major Category 3 hurricane last week, killing at least 16. Massive cleanup and recovery efforts continue after back-to-back strikes from Hurricane Helene and Milton. I'm Lisa Carton.
Thank you, Lisa. And work is continuing to restore power across Central Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis shared an update over the weekend. He says currently more than 3 million outages have been restored. According to PowerOutage.us, there's still about 400,000 Floridians without power at this time. The governor says FHP is currently escorting utility vehicles to expedite power and water restoration efforts. Finding gas has also been an issue since Milton. The governor said FHP is also escorting fuel trucks to areas where supply is critically low. 735 at News Radio, 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Everything's flowing smoothly. I-10, I-110, not even seeing any delays on Highway 90. Good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. A bit cooler on Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Wednesday, high near 71 degrees and a low near 53 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. Sunshine, 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Cards Against Humanity is offering to pay certain voters up to $100 to cast a ballot in November. If an eligible voter did not cast a ballot in 2020, they are offered a payout by the game company as long as they write an apology for not having voted 4 years ago, create a plan to vote, and more. Thanks to a company called RemSpace, the first communication between two humans in dreams has been achieved. The company said this first milestone could enable real-time dream communication in the future. 7-Eleven plans to close more than 400 underperforming locations across North America. A portion of the 13,000 7-Eleven locations are experiencing slowing sales, less foot traffic, and inflationary pressures. That's according to 7&I Holdings. Also affecting sales, cigarette purchases have fallen 26% since 2019. Futures are mixed. On Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 409. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Cindy Smith Pace. What I'm about to say tonight, a lot of you will not like it, but I'm okay with it. The complaints are consistent, and it's appalling. And I'll first and foremost, as being a public servant in this room for each and every one of you is a big, big deal. And it's a very important job, and it's hard to make everybody happy. I do know that.
Oh. Oh. The public comment section of the Milton City Council meeting is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Although, no, it's not much like a box of chocolates because you know what you're going to get. You are always going to get horrible, terrible high school teenage drama. And it begins, Cindy Smith, member of the public.
But this is something serious to me and the citizens of Milton, Santa Rosa, and Escambia County. Is sad. It's really sad. So here I go.
Here we go. Thanks for the warm-up.
People's complaint and these consistent is harassing and even life-threatening. And this particular person is a city attorney and a state representative in Escambia County in District 2, Mr. Alex Andrade.
Oh, Alex Andrade is threatening people's lives. Gosh, be careful. Sorry, but okay. Trust me, this gets worse before it gets better.
Northwest Florida presents himself as a Republican and conservative, but this action suggests otherwise. He uses these labels to gain trust, while in reality, his interest seems to be far from those of the American people.
He's a secret rhino. He's not really a conservative. He doesn't really believe in local government, and it gets worse. Maybe he's a Manchurian candidate. Wait and see.
Originally from the Cayman Islands, Andrade migrated to Florida with his father and since built alliances with big corporations and wealthy donors. Matter of fact, these donors are over $700,000 as of this most recent information we received.
What?
Just out of curiosity, is this a City of Milton meeting?
I want to finish.
No, is this a City of Milton meeting? Do y'all have ordinances?
Like, sidelining the local homeowners.
You'll have an ordinance that discusses not abusing staff.
Who rely on real conservative values to protect their livelihoods.
So she's criticizing Alex Andrade not for his functioning as the county attorney or city attorney, but as a person who was born in the Cayman Islands and came here with his father and has made alliances and faked being a conservative. And Alex says, what does this have to do with city business? The mayor, Heather Lindsay, is running the meeting. There is an ordinance where you're not supposed to attack the staff. And she's just letting Cindy Smith ramble on.
far from serving integrity. Andrade has a reputation for harassing the citizens.
Point of order. Can we get a clarification first
on this? Question him.
Yes. Ms. Make a point of order.
Ms. Smith.
Point of order.
Excuse me, Ms. Smith. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but for public comment within the city of Milton, if you want to present a grievance about what the city of Milton as a council is doing,
yes,
that's understandable.
Sorry to interrupt you. Why would you be sorry to interrupt somebody who's engaged in a personal attack against a city staff member? I don't understand why she'd be sorry about that.
However, if your primary focus of your comments is directed towards an individual who is on contract with the city, such as Mr. Andrade.
The shade. I just don't want to say staff. He's not staff. He's under contract with the city.
Then I would suggest that you speak to the council outside of this meeting about any concerns you have about the relationship that he has with this council.
And if you have issues
with...
You hear Alex jump in. My place of birth was brought up, and he's not wrong for objecting to that.
Representative Andrade, then that wouldn't really be brought up here. That would be something you would bring up with him when he is in that capacity outside of this chair.
How is my place of birth relevant to this city council meeting?
And thank you, ma'am.
It raises a lot of concerns because a lot of us in this room and outside this room have been harassed and life threatened, and it's more than
if you have concerns about his conduct, please raise those with the appropriate people outside of this chamber. For if you have concerns about city business, specifically the city of Milton business, then I don't want to deny you the chance to say that, but I'm not really sure based on what you've said so far. I'm hearing it's more about him as a person, in his role,
in his role.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
We may come back to this in just a moment. We're in the middle right now. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but I am seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect some delays through that construction zone, maybe just a five-minute delay. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, you need a good realtor to represent your interests and to help you navigate any troubles that you come up against when you're getting through to closing. Also to help you understand what's normal. You know, one of the things I would say is, look, when people have done it a lot of times and they have experience and they have encountered the problems and they've overcome them, you know, 175 homes sold last year, 130 plus sold this year by Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. That means they know how to get the job done all the way through to closing, which is the whole key. They know how to overcome the problems, and they've done this so much that they know what's normal as the market shifts in demand, in pricing, in the kinds of things that sellers or buyers will ask you to accommodate. Like, is that normal? Do I need to replace that roof? Well, that's, 5 years ago, you would have never asked that question. Now, with insurance rates, you have to ask that question because buyers will ask that question. And knowing what's normal is a very helpful thing in this market. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. Back to the City of Milton Melodrama Theater, the City Council Melodrama Theater. Alex Andrade has been personally criticized for having come from the Cayman Islands. What that has to do with anything, I still don't know. For attacking online and threatening, making people's lives be at risk. Cindy Smith claims Heather Lindsay not doing much to stop her until she gets yelled at by Alex and by other city council members. She says, I don't want to deny you the opportunity to do business in Milton if that's what it is.
And also, since we don't have a process up here for dialogue back with you, it puts him and anyone who would be the subject of remarks like these in an awkward position because they're not able, well, they could, but it's not advisable, I suppose, is one word to use, for us all to start engaging in dialogue with the speaker because we might be in conversations here and detracting from the city business that needs to be completed.
And this is going to be the fun one. You ready? This is the fun one. Heather continues to talk and almost act like she's sorry that Cindy Smith isn't going to be allowed to keep doing her thing.
So I appreciate your expression as an American citizen. You have a right to it, but this is not
concerns that we're all being done by the integrity of their position.
Mayor,
thank you for sharing.
Mayor, if a member of the public showed up at this podium and said anything near what this woman just said about me, about your two political allies on this council, you would have shut them down immediately. You let her continue to make abusive and retaliatory comments about me that have no place in this city council meeting. I am a member of the city staff.
I do not answer to the public here. I answer to y'all. For you to allow that type of abuse day in and day out at these meetings is absolutely ridiculous.
Are you able to maintain yourself, or do you need to take a break outside of the meeting?
Oh, Mayor, I'm perfectly maintained. I'm pointing out my righteous indignation at how you treat staff members you don't like.
Point of order for everyone. Everyone needs to stop. I've heard your remarks, sir. The next person on my list was actually Mr. Leek, ma'am. So Mr. Leek's the next person on the list. And then you'll be recognized.
Well. So understand some of the background context. Remember, Heather has blocked Alex from her phone, won't take his texts, messages, phone calls, says she doesn't feel safe around him. He, of course, has been heavily involved in trying to force her to produce public records that she has so far not produced, my opinion, and feel pretty confident about that she has not produced. And she's involved in a lawsuit against the city, or the city's in a lawsuit against her, where they keep trying to not produce the public records surrounding her involvement in the Scott Collins hiring debacle. Certainly there is no love lost between Alex and Heather Lindsay. On the other hand, you know how you can be right and still make people not like you for being right? I totally understand where Alex is coming from. And he's a good friend, okay? Alex is a very good friend. I think he probably presents wrong in this case. It was too much. It was too strong. It was too loud. It was too offended. I think he lost his cool. And it's unfortunate because I do think Heather was completely in the wrong and Cindy Smith was completely in the wrong and Alex was in the right. But sometimes, you know, you lose the perception of being in the right by overreacting to a thing. And I think that's probably what happened here.
And I would just remind everybody that we don't move forward professionally if we interrupt one another. One person's recognized at a time. It's now Mr. Leek's turn.
And then eventually, then you had Robert Leek come up and talk about the stuff with the wastewater treatment plant video that Jeff Snow did, which, by the way, I have read the emails now, and sure enough, the city offered him access, and he has so far not asked for it, apparently. So the complaint that he was denied access to the wastewater treatment plant to film a comparable video to what Jeff Snow did is, a little bit crocodile tears, I would say, based on the emails, because I've read them. Anyway, Cassandra Sharp gets up to speak, another member of the public.
Cassandra Sharp, I just had the same reaction as Mr. Andrade. I was curious as to why it took over a minute and a half to shut down what was happening at the podium. You guys just passed an ordinance that was supposed to help the drama, the circus, every city meetings. It was supposed to cut down on the attacks of city staff, which everyone sitting over here, they are city staff.
Yeah. And so, again, Heather's job as the mayor, Heather Lindsay's job as the mayor, is to obey the rules, follow the ordinance, protect the staff. We're not supposed to be attacked by the public, and certainly not for things that have nothing to do with their public. And yeah, I mean, he was born in the Caymans, but what does that have to do with anything? I mean, who cares? Just like, so what? That's purely personal. And what does it have to do with anything?
So, Mayor, you've said multiple times when people come to this podium, they're to address you. And then you would dispense, right, to the council. So I know it's new, but it is a little unnerving that we have now a law in place, and yet it continues to happen.
That was the point that, appropriate enforcement of the rules for decorum as opposed to in favor of your people and against somebody else. And by the way, Alex is exactly right. That has been a very consistent bias, my opinion, by the mayor, for sure.
I would urge every single one of the council members to call a point of order when it happens. And I'm going to tell you, as a citizen, I'm going to stand up. When this happens again, I will stand up. I will call a point of order.
Bless everyone. Be quiet. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. They tried to call point of order. we'll see. John, I'll ask you. You're a resident of Milton. promised and delivered?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here we go. It never ends. Never, ever ends. 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just, you know. I'm Andrew McKay.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chest, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hey, Donald Trump Jr. here. Central banks are buying gold at record amounts, and the trend is accelerating in 2024. They see the writing on the wall. The dollar is failing. Is gold the answer for you too? To find out, get a free info kit from Birch Gold Group by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold, the only gold company I trust right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Paul Crane technique.
Does it work?
If do right, you can defense.
Good morning, 7:57 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're old enough to have practiced the crane technique in your house, then we can be friends. 7:57. If you need plumbing work done, whether it's a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall, the pressure, the temperature, anything plumbing related, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. Barberry Plumbing, or if they need to fix a thing that you fixed badly, guilty. They came out. They were great for us. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm just glad I'm not the only one that's done that. Two MIT professors and a director from the University of Chicago sharing this year's Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences. The three economists are being recognized for their work on showing the importance of societal institutions for a country's prosperity. The award is going to Darren Osamoglo and Simone Johnson and James Robinson. More U.S. troops, another anti-missile battery headed to Israel. Pentagon officials reiterating the U.S. commitment to the defense of Israel, and they also want to defend Americans in Israel from ballistic missile attacks. And a 49-year-old Las Vegas man with loaded guns and multiple passports with fake names in his vehicle was arrested near a Donald Trump rally over the weekend. He says the thought of him planning to assassinate the former president is ridiculous. The U.S. Secret Service has issued a statement saying they believe former President Trump was never in danger.
This is the weirdest story. This is the weirdest. I mean, I'm glad that he didn't get past the second perimeter out of three, but fake passports, driver's license, and license plates with a bunch of guns that he claims to be a Trump supporter. What?
Doesn't everybody have fake passports?
Yeah, I mean, I got 400 or 500 laying around, personally.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.